The halakha says that while it's permissible to sell something to a goy, or to give him a gift, or a loan, or something like that before Shabbat, however, one has to be careful that the goy leaves your property before Shabbat. If he leaves your house on Shabbat with the item, so the people will start to think the worst. Either they'll think you sold it to them on Shabbat, or they'll think that you told them to bring it somewhere on Shabbat, to carry it in a place where there's no Eruv. And therefore, while Shulchan Aruch is lenient, that you can make the transaction even right before Shabbat, but the goy has to be out of your door, off the property, so to speak, so the people will not hoshesh. The halakha then gives a dispensation that if the goy is an alam, he's a bully, and he's going to come along and say, hey, listen, if you don't give me my item, I'm going to beat you up. So then the halakha says you don't have to be so strict. For a marit ayin case, you could let the guy take the item. So the Biur Halakha says that let's say the goy comes back at night after it gets dark, and he says, "Listen, I came back to pick up the item that I bought before Shabbat, or that I, that I'm borrowing, whatever it may be." So the Biur Halakha says even if he's not a bully, you could let him take the item, because when it gets dark, there's not such a marit ayin anymore. Nobody sees anything. The marit ayin was really right samuch lahashecha when it was still sunset and people could still see. So the Mishnah Berurah says b'shat ha'dachak and biur halacha in a case of need, even not bully, if it's dark already, so then already it'll be permissible to let the guy take the item out of your house on Shabbat. Chaim David Yosef is more a little skeptical on this one, because today we have lights. Today we have, illumination in the streets. So therefore, even at night, it's light outside, and people can see what's going on in the neighbor's house, even after it gets dark. So he says, even in that case, today, we should be mahmir, not to let the goy take things out at night. But the Tashbetz writes that in the case where people understand it, and they know exactly what is, there are certain practices in certain communities where the goyim would take things from the Jewish house on Shabbat. Everybody knew that he didn't sell it to him on Shabbat, nor did the Jew tell him to take it on Shabbat. In those cases, it would be permissible. I don't think we have to be mahmir if a person has a maid or something, and she leaves on Shabbat, and she leaves with her bag. Everybody knows that. So the lady's going to take, she works in the house, she's going out. I didn't sell it to her, I didn't give it to her, it's us. We don't have to stop a maid from taking something out of the house. It wasn't the case of marit ayin. The case where you sold it or you gave it to her or something. This is her item. She's doing it herself. There was no marit ayin in that case.